This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. ولا يهيضون عظما أنت جابره. وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومصطفانا محمدا رسول الله أرسله ربه بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. أرسله الله سبحانه وتعالى رحمة للعالمين، فشرح به الصدور وأنار به العقول وفتح به أعينا عميا وآذانا صما وقلوبا غلفا. فاللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه ومن سار على دربه وسلك طريقه إلى يوم الدين. ثم أما بعد، أيها الأحبة في الله، أحييكم بتحية الإسلام، فسلام الله عليكم ورحمته وبركاته. Dear brothers and sisters, today I will be talking about the role model of the mother of believers, the most beloved one to our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his wife Khadija bint Khuwaylid radiallahu anha wa ardaha. We will talk about the virtues of Khadija, the wife of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fada'il wa manaqib as-sayyida Khadija, zawju an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, radiyallahu anha wa ardaha. We have to learn from her characteristics. We have to study about her virtues and to benefit ourselves from her and her knowledge and her wisdom, to take her as a role model for our wives and our daughters and our moms and our sisters in Islam. We need to learn about her life, to see how she believed in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she supported him and she defended him until she passed away. Briefly, we will talk about her virtues, but tomorrow inshallah after Maghrib we will have more details about the virtues of Khadija radiyallahu anha wa ardaha in our session for the seerah. It will be tomorrow inshallah. The first manqaba lis Sayyida Khadija, the first virtues about Khadija, may Allah be pleased with her and all the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She is the first believer, believed in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at all. Before all men, before all women, before even the children. She was the first one who believed in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the first moment that she heard about the revelation came to him from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a man, his name Afif ibn Amr. He narrated the hadith. He was a businessman. He came to Mecca with his to sell his product in Mecca. And he went to Mina area at noontime. And he was talking to Al-Abbas, the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, I saw a man in noontime, which is the Dhuhr prayer, and a woman and a child, they were praying. And I asked Al-Abbas, who's those people? And he said, this is my nephew, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he claimed that he is a prophet of Allah. And this is his wife, Khadija. And this is Ali ibn Abi Talib. And Afif, he accepted Islam later on. But he said, I wish if I accepted Islam in that day to be the fourth one who accepted Islam, to be a quarter of Islam, because they were three, and he wished to be the fourth of them to have the quarter of Islam, rub'ul Islam, al-hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari. Also, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam لم يتزوج على خديجة رضي الله عنها وارضاها إلى أن ماتت. He never, صلى الله عليه وسلم, he never remarried any other wife with خديجة until she passed away. سبحان الله. Out of respect for her and out of love for her. She believed in him and she supported him. And he appreciated what she did for him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even Al-Imam ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, he mentioned that she took 2/3 of the time for the marriage of Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The time for his marriage, 38 years. She took by herself 25 years of the life of marriage for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She took 2/3 of his life of marriage. And this is big honor for her. May Allah be pleased with her. Allahumma ameen. Also, Prophet Muhammad used to mention her name a lot, even after she passed away, out of love and out of respect for her. Even as Sayyida Aisha, the mother of believers, she narrated the hadith. And she mentioned that one day, Prophet Muhammad was mentioned Khadija's name. And she was jealous. Subhanallah. The mother of believers was jealous. And she mentioned, I never become jealous in my life more than when I was jealous with Khadija. Even she wasn't alive. Subhanallah. And this is to see how Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, appreciate what she did for him, alayhi salatu wa sallam. And she mentioned to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why you really mention her name a lot? And Allah replaced her for you by the nice one. She is talking about herself. She only the virgin wife for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Only the one that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married, and she was a virgin. All his wives weren't a virgin, except Aisha. And also Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to love Aisha so much. But to compare between his love for Khadija and Aisha, he used to love Khadija more than anyone else. Even she was older than him 15 years. Listen carefully. The age is not the problem. Our mental problem, you know, this is the big problem for our marriage. If we understand each other, if we love one another, we will not have disputes in our life. And this is what happened for Prophet Muhammad and his wife Khadija radiallahu anha wa ardaha. And Prophet Muhammad mentioned in other hadith, إِنَّ مِنَ الْبِرِّ أَنْ يَصِلَ الرَّجُلُ أَهْلَ وُدِّ أَبِيهِ. You know, it's out of kindness to be connected with the friends of your parents after they passed away. And this is what he did with the friends of Khadija after she passed away. Subhanallah. He used to mention her so much, and he used to help her friends after she passed away. And the Prophet Muhammad mentioned also that his love for Khadija, it's a rizq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a provision from Allah azza wa jal that Allah put her love into his heart. When the husband loves his wife, this is a rizq from Allah azza wa jal. He supposed to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the wife loves her husband, this is a rizq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She must appreciate what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did for her. And this is what happened with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also, it's never happened to any human before Khadija radiallahu anha wa ardaha that Allah sent a special salam for her. In a hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari, that Jibreel alayhi salam came to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he told him, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Khadija is coming to you and she holding a plate, has a food or a water, drink. And there is some doubt of the narration here from the narrator, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu wa arda. It's not a doubt from Jibreel. Because some people might claim that Jibreel didn't know what inside the plate that Khadija was holding. No. This is the doubt from the narrator of the hadith out of honesty. They don't like to lie about the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he mentioned this or this. He doesn't know exactly. He forgot. And this is when we talk about a hadith of Rasulullah, we have to be very careful. من كذب علي متعمدا فليتبوأ مقعده من النار. Whosoever lies about me, he should prepare himself for his place in hellfire. This is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anyway, and he said, tell her that Allah sent a special salam for her. And tell her that Gibril say salam for her. And she, when she came to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he told her that Allah sent a special salam for you. And Gibril also sent salam for you. And our scholars, they mentioned that she was a faqiha. She was a scholar. And she did not say, peace be upon Allah. And she said, indeed, Allah is the peace. Because this is the name of Allah. And if she said, peace be upon Allah, it will be wrong. Because Allah is the source, the main source of peace. And she replied, Allah huwa salam. Inna Allah huwa salam. Wa ala Jibreel salam. Wa alayka ya Rasulallah salam. Sallu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik alayhi. She was a faqiha. She was a big scholar. She was very wise. She did not reply that Allah, you know, peace be upon Allah, because it's wrong. But she said, Allah, indeed Allah is the peace. And peace be upon Jibreel. And peace be upon you, O Messenger of Allah too. And the end of the hadith, that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that Allah told Jibreel to tell Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to give her a glad tidings that Allah built a house for her from qasab in paradise. Qasab, it's not sugar cane. No. Qasab, it's precious stones. Very expensive stone, like diamond. This is the word of qasab in Arabic language. Qasab, like precious stone, you can see whatever inside. And this is the description of houses of paradise. يُرَى ظَاهِرُهَا مِنْ بَاطِنِهَا وَيُرَى بَاطِنُهَا مِنْ ظَاهِرِهَا. You can see whatever inside the houses in paradise. And you can see outside of the houses in paradise. Somebody will say, how people will take their privacy. Subhanallah, there is no desire over there. There is no bad desires, because it's for enjoyment only, for delights. There is no more work. There is no more work in paradise. Only joy and just to enjoy your life. لا صخب فيه ولا نصب. صخب means to have صخب, to have hustles or to have noise inside it. Nasab means ta'ab, tiredness or fatigue. Why? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose a certain word? Why Allah did not say Allah built a palace for her, qasr, but he chose bayt? Our scholars in hadith, they have very, very useful benefits from the hadith. And they said, because Khadija radiallahu anha wa ardaha, she was a rabbatu bayt, rabbatu manzil, like housewife. A lot of our sisters today, they are shy to tell others that they stay home to take care of the children, subhanallah. It's not a shame. It's honored from Allah for you, because Allah created us. One should work outside and the other one should work inside the house. And this is fair for all of us. The men should go outside and work hard to obtain and to gain the money. And women should work inside. We, Islam, treat woman as a diamond. It's not allowed for anyone to touch except her maharim only. And this is how the Islam look at the woman. It's not very cheap product for anyone to touch and to choose which one is good to take it or to leave it. No. Woman in Islam as a diamond. No one is allowed to touch her, except her maharim only, her husband, her son, or her father, or her brother. That's it. Anyway, and the scholars of hadith, they mention that Allah chose bayt, and He did not choose a qasr because of this wisdom. She was a housewife. Before Islam, even after Islam, she was very rich. You know, she chose Prophet Muhammad because he was working for her in her money, for her tijarat. And she chose him because he was honest, ameen, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And she supported him by her money. She supported him financially. When we have a wife, she supported her husband once or twice or three times. She might make him down, and she might insult him in front of others. But Khadija, she did not make that. Subhanallah. And this is the reason why Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam appreciated what she has done for him even after she passed away. And this is why Aisha radiallahu anha ardaha used to be jealous with her. Even she is not there anymore. She passed away even before Aisha was born. But still, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to mention her name, used to appreciate what she has done for him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we need to learn. We should not complain about our wives or about our husbands. We need to learn from our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his wives. Also, the other benefit that Allah mentioned, bayt, and He did not mention qasr. Even qasr, it's much bigger in more than the bayt, the house. And they said, because Ali Bayt al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the family of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where did they come from? They came from Khadija radiallahu anhu wa Allah. When Aisha asked him, why you mention her name so much, O Rasulullah, and Allah bless her by me for you? And he said, why not? فَقَدْ آمَنَتْ بِي إِذْ كَذَّبَنِ النَّاسِ. She believed in me while everybody denied my message. And she supported me by her money while everybody did not support me. And Allah gave me children from her, and Allah did not give me children from any other woman. Subhanallah. Big appreciation from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam for her. And they mentioned that Al Bayt al-Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam min Khadija radiyallahu anha wa Allah. The family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came from Khadija. May Allah be pleased with her. Allahumma ameen. When Allah revealed the verse in Surah Al-Ahzab, number 33. إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. Indeed, Allah would like to take away from you all the members of the family of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to take it away from you and to purify all of you. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the hadith that Umm Salama, the mother of believers, she narrated the hadith. And she said, when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam received this verse, and he bring Fatima, his daughter, and Ali, his son-in-law, and Al-Hasan, and Hussein, four of them, and he told them to dress very nice dressing, and he raised his hand and said, O Allah, those are my family. هَؤُلَاءِ أَهْلِي كَمَا قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ اللَّهُمَّ هَؤُلَاءَ أَهْلِ بَيْتِي فِي الْحَدِيثِ الصَّحِيحِ. And when the people celebrate the family of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all of them, they came from Khadija. How? Because Fatima, the daughter of Khadija, and Al-Hasan Al-Husayn, you know, the sons of Fatima. And how about Ali? Ali was a young when Prophet Muhammad married Khadija, and he was raised in the house of Rasulullah, and Khadija took care of him to raise him as a good believer, as a good Muslim. And he is the first child believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all. And this is the situation. When we look at Khadija, may Allah be pleased with her, and all the companions of Rasulullah, we have to learn. We have to choose our wives based on the religion. Religion matters. It's not based on beauty or health or wealth. And this is what Prophet Muhammad did. And by the way, we will not be able to cover all the details about virtues of Khadija. May Allah be pleased with her within one time of khutbah. But inshallah, tomorrow we will have our session about seerah, the life of Prophet Muhammad in between Maghrib and Isha. And this is a big invitation for everybody to come to learn about our beloved Prophet Muhammad and his beloved one, Khadija, radiallahu anha wa ardaha, how she believed in him, how she supported him, how she defended him. Even when she passed away, the scholars, they named the year that she passed away in it, the year of sadness, because it was, she was big loss of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. فقد الحماية الداخلية. He lost the internal protection. And when he asked her about Islam, she did not give him hard time. This is the reason why Allah mentioned بيت من قصر لا صخب فيه ولا نصر. Because she never gave Prophet Muhammad hard time in his life. Even she was more rich than him, subhanAllah. She was older than him. But never ever she told him, this is my money, this is from my tijara, this is from my work. Like we see a lot of sisters today, they making their husbands down because they help them once or twice or even 10 times. And we need to learn from our mother, the mother of believers, Khadija, radiallahu anha wa ardaha. الله أسأل أن يبصرنا بعيوبنا وأن يجعلنا ممن يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسن. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه يغفر لكم. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا إلى يوم الدين. ثم أما بعد، تحدثت إليكم في الخطبة الأولى حول مناقب وفضائل السيدة خديجة بنت خويلد زوج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأقول في عجالة لها مناقب عديدة أكثر من أزواج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كلهن، فإن مناقبها في بعضها لم يحظى بها أحد من أزواج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على الإطلاق. أول هذه المناقب فهي أول من آمن برسول الله على الإطلاق من البشر رضي الله عنها وأرضاها. لما جاءته الرسالة وجاء إلى بيته وقال زملوني زملوني دثروني دثروني، فقال للسيدة خديجة لقد خشيت على نفسي، فردت عليه وقالت لن يخزيك الله أبدا. سبحان الله، وهي كانت أول من آمن به من الرجال والنساء والأطفال على الإطلاق، وهي منقبة لم يحظى بها أحد غيرها رضي الله عنها وأرضاها. رجل اسمه عفيف ابن عمرو الكندي كان تاجر، جاء إلى مكة في يوم من الأيام فقابل العباس عم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في منى، ورأى قال فوقت الزوال وهو وقت صلاة الظهر رأيت رجلا يصلي خلفه امرأة وطفل، فقلت للعباس من هؤلاء؟ قال هذا ابن أخي محمد يدعي أنه رسول من عند الله وهذه زوجه خديجة وهذا علي ابن عمه رضي الله عنه وارضاه. فعفيف هذا يقول هو قبل الإسلام ودخل في الإسلام بعد ذلك وحسن إسلامه، فيقول لوددت لو أني آمنت في هذا اليوم فأحظى بربع الإسلام، ياخذ الكوارتر بتاع الإسلام، لأنه كان ثلاثة فقط اللي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والسيدة خديجة وسيدنا علي بن أبي طالب. فيقول لوددت لو أني أسلمت يومها فكنت رابعهم فأحظى بربع الإسلام، يكون ربع واحد دخل الإسلام. والحديث في صحيح البخاري. المنقبة الثانية أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لم يتزوج على خديجة طيلة حياتها إلى أن ماتت، وهي حياة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الزوجية 38 سنة، قضى منها مع خديجة وحدها 25 سنة، سبحان الله، وباقي السنوات قضاها مع باقي أزواجه صلى الله عليه وسلم. فهذه منقبة لم يحظى بها غيرها من أزواج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، أنه لم يتزوج عليها إلى أن ماتت، فصان قلبها من الغيرة عليه الصلاة والسلام. المنقبة الثالثة في عجالة كان يكثر من ذكرها حتى بعد موتها، الله أكبر، من باب حفظ الجميل وحفظ الود ورد الجميل لأصحاب الجميل. الله عز وجل يقول هل جزاء الإحسان إلا الإحسان، فهي واسته بمالها وبرأيها ونصرها وآوته بمالها رضي الله عنها وأرضاها. فكان من رد الجميل لها أنه كان يكثر ذكرها حتى بعد مماتها رضي الله عنها وأرضاها. السيدة عائشة تقول ما غرت من أحد غيرتي من خديجة، يعني ما كنتش أغار من أحد على الإطلاق إلا من خديجة، مع أنها يعني لما تزوجها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عائشة لم تكن هناك، كانت في عالم الغيب، سبحان الله. وتقول يعني ما غرت من أحد إلا منها، لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يكثر دائما من ذكرها وذكر اسمها. حتى في يوم من الأيام لما ذبح شاه قال هل أرسلتم لصواحب خديجة؟ فالسيدة عائشة يعني غضبت أو غارت، فقالت يعني لما تذكرها وقد أبدلك الله خيرا منها، هذه يعني عجوز من عجائز قريش هلكت في سالف الدهر، لماذا يعني تذكر اسمها تكرارا ومرارا وقد أبدلك الله خيرا منها؟ الكل يعلم أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يحب عائشة حبا جما. لما سأله صحابي من الصحابة من تحب يا رسول الله؟ قال عائشة، سبحان الله، لم يستحي أن يفضفض عما في قلبه. بعض الأزواج إذا ذكر اسم زوجته أمام الناس غضب وأقام الدنيا ولم يقعدها. الصحابي جالس مع النبي، جالس مع الصحابة يقول من تحب يا رسول الله؟ قال عائشة. قال لا أعني من النساء، أعني من الرجال. قال أبوها، سبحان الله، هو يحب أبوها سيدنا أبو بكر الصديق، حب. لكن حب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لخديجة لم يوازيه حب ولم يعدله حب حتى لعائشة رضي الله عن الجميع. والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ذكر أن حبه لخديجة هذا رزق من الله رزقه الله إياه، فالزوج الذي يحب زوجته هذا رزق من الله عز وجل لا بد أن يخبرها به، والزوجة التي تحب زوجها هذا رزق من الله ساقه الله إلى قلبها، فليطمئن ويبادل بعضهما بعضا الحب في الله سبحانه وتعالى. خديجة رضي الله عنها وأرضاها نالت مرتبة ومنقبة لم يحظى بها أحد من البشر قبلها ولا بعدها، فإن الله أرسل لها سلاما خاصا. الحديث الصحيح في صحيح البخاري أن جبريل عليه السلام جاء إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وقال يا رسول الله إن الله يرسل السلام إلى خديجة وإني أرسل السلام إليها. فلما جاء خديجة إلى رسول الله فقال يا خديجة إن الله يبشرك، إن الله يرسل لك السلام وجبريل يرسل لك السلام، فقالت رضي الله عنها وارضاها وهذا من فقهها قالت إن الله هو السلام ولم تكن على الله السلام لأنه خطأ كبير فإن الله هو السلام وهذا اسم من أسماء الله السلام المؤمن المهيمن فقالت إن الله هو السلام وعلى جبريل السلام وعليك يا رسول الله السلام فقيها تتكلم بفقه ومنطق ولذا في آخر الحديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بشرها أن الله بنى لها بيتا في الجنة من قصب لا صخب فيه ولا نصب ليه قال بيت ولم يذكر قصرا في الجنة مع أن القصر أحسن من البيت قال شراح الحديث أن الله اختار كلمة البيت لأن خديجة كانت ربة بيت ربة بيت كثير من نساء المسلمين ربما يتأففن إذا ما ذكر أنهن يعملن في البيت سبحان الله خديجة كانت ربة بيت قبل البعثة وبعد البعثة ربة بيت ولذا فضلها الله عز وجل بأن ذكر كلمة البيت بيتا في الجنة من قصب لا صخب فيه ولا نصب وقالوا أيضا فإن أهل بيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم جاء من خديجة فإن الله رزقه الولد من خديجة وحدها إلا إبراهيم عليه السلام كان من ماريا رضي الله عنها وأرضاها لكن كل أبناء النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من السيدة خديجة ولما نزل قول الله عز وجل إنما يريد الله ليذهب عنكم الرجس أهل البيت ويطهركم تطهيرا السيدة أم سلمة تقول لما نزلت هذه الآية جاء النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بفاطمة وعلي والحسن والحسين فكساهما بكساء أو جلاهما بكساء ورفع يديه إلى السماء وقال اللهم هؤلاء أهل بيتي فأهل بيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم جاءوا من خديجة رضي الله عنها وأرضاها وهذه منقبة عظيمة لم يحظى بها أحد من أزواج النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام على الإطلاق فهذه مناقب عظيمة ومناقب جليلة جعلت لأم المؤمنين خديجة وإن شاء الله غدا سنكمل هذه التفصيلات وهذه الشروح التي تلهمنا أن نكون مسلمين أقوياء أن نأخذ هذه النماذج أسوة وقدوة لنا ولبناتنا ولأبنائنا حتى نثبت على أمر ديننا ونكون من الفائزين المفلحين في الدنيا والآخرة بإذن الله رب العالمين فاللهم إنا نسألك يا ربنا يا ذا الجلال والإكرام ويا ذا العزة التي لا ترام نسألك ألا تفرق جمعنا هذا إلا بذنب مغفور وعمل صالح مبرور وتجارة لم تبور وقر أعيننا في جميع الأمور برحمتك يا رحيم يا غفور وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصل اللهم وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Just I would like to announce very quickly, inshallah, before Salah, that we have tomorrow, inshallah, the Seerah session, the lecture about the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam after Maghrib prayer from Maghrib till Isha tomorrow at the Masjid. We will talk more details about the mother of believers, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha wa arda. Other announcement quickly. Don't forget to take your lunch, inshallah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's outside. Make your donation for the Umrah trip, inshallah. After Salah, we have Brother Adil. He will explain for everybody about the Obamacare, about health insurance. If you are interested, you know, see him after Salah, inshallah, and on the table over there. Jazakumullahu khairan. Istawu, samu sufufakum wa tarasu. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر Allahu Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته very quick announcement, inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't forget to take your sandwiches, inshallah, outside in the main entrance for our brother's entrance. This is the donation for Umrah trip, inshallah azza wa jal. It came from Shishko restaurant today, jazakumullahu khairan. Also tomorrow, our lecture between Maghrib and Isha, don't forget that bring your family, your wife, your children, and benefit yourself, inshallah, from the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our brother Adil, inshallah, will explain about the health care or Obama care. He asked for permission and the administration gave him permission. He has a table outside if you would like to fill the forms to apply for Obama care, inshallah.
My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, I'm here today to explain to you regarding the health care or health insurance plans. 2 years ago, I went on healthcare.gov or marketplace and I signed up for it. I was paying about $800 a month for me and my family to get Blue Cross. And the deductibles and co-pays were so much. So alhamdulillah, last year I signed up through a company in Texas. They showed me a way how to do it, how to save a lot of money. So alhamdulillah, right now from $800 a month to zero, I'm paying nothing for me and my family. And the deductibles are amazing also. About 5 months ago, a brother, a Palestinian brother in Dallas, he had a heart attack. And he told me the bill came to $1.6 million. The maximum out-of-pocket cost for this insurance, he has the same insurance I have, is $2,400. So above $2,400, everything's covered. Imagine, $1.6 million. A bill, you know, you'll go crazy, you know, if you get this kind of bill. So inshallah ta'ala, I will show you at the table, you know, some of the ways how to fill out the form, inshallah ta'ala. And don't do it through the marketplace or the healthcare.gov. I have the applications back there, and I'll show you how to do it, inshallah. Barakallahu feekum. Thank you very much for giving me this chance. JazakAllah khair. Assalamu alaikum.